From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama calls the U.S.-British alliance as vital as ever in asserting its influence on pro-democracy uprisings across the Arab world. But in his address to the British Parliament today, the president said freedom cannot be imposed, just supported.
We will proceed with humility and the knowledge that we cannot dictate every outcome abroad. Ultimately, freedom must be won by the people themselves, not imposed from without.
Mr. Obama was the first U.S. president to address both houses of the British Parliament in Westminster Hall. Earlier, he and British Prime Minister David Cameron said they would keep up their pressure on Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi to step down. More reports of suspected tornadoes today in parts of the plains in southern U.S., less than a day after the region suffered twisters that claimed at least 14 lives. NPR Cheryl Corley is getting a firsthand look at damage in a trailer park in the small town of Chickasha, about 25 miles from Oklahoma City.
I met some families who had come to really salvage whatever they could. I talked to an 11-year-old who was looking for his clothes, his DVDs, and also his sister's puppy that they hadn't been able to find. This family had just moved here less than a year ago, and his parents say, whatever happened, they're grateful their family is safe.
That's NPR Cheryl Corley. Whistleblowers at U.S. companies could receive big compensation from the Securities and Exchange Commission under a new program approved by the commission today. As NPR's John Itzty tells us, the rules were opposed by businesses.
The new rules would encourage whistleblowers to report wrongdoing by making them eligible for cash rewards in cases where sanctions on the company exceed $1 million. Whistleblowers could receive from 10 to 30% of the total amount. SEC Chair Mary Shapiro said the rules mandated by the Dodd-Frank financial overhaul legislation are intended to break the silence of those who see wrong. U.S. businesses from Google to J.P. Morgan Chase opposed the rules, saying they will undermine compliance programs that are already in place. The SEC's two Republican commissioners voted against the rules. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce says the new rules create a bounty program that rewards amateur sleuths in search of a big payday. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
2,500 jobs coming to a General Motors plant in the Detroit area. GM says it's hiring more people to help build the new Chevrolet Malibu midsize car and the Impala large sedan. The expanded workforce includes about 1,300 people who were laid off by GM. Before the close on Wall Street, the Dow was up 39 points at 12,395, and the NASDAQ was up 15 points at 2761. This is NPR News. Oprah Winfrey fans likely remember this big announcement.
After much prayer and months of careful thought, I've decided that next season, season 25, will be the last season of the Oprah Winfrey Show.
Well, that moment is here. The show's tape finale is airing today, and the whole thing is an ode to fans, many of whom have been following the show since it started a quarter century ago. This year, she launched the Oprah Winfrey Network, by the way. She also opened Harpo Studios back in 1990. 50 years after President John F. Kennedy made his famous call to land a man on the moon, a newly released tape recording shows Kennedy struggling with what he saw as a tough sell to the American people. NPR's Tovia Smith reports Kennedy fretted the space program had, quote, lost a lot of its glamour.
On the tapes, JFK worries aloud about the approaching 1964 election and how it may be, quote, open season on his costly space program. This looks like a hell of a lot of dough, JFK says, and, quote, Eisenhower is going to be kicking us around. JFK strategizes with NASA Administrator James Webb to cast the lunar landing as more than, quote, just a stunt by focusing on its potential military benefit.
We can give this thing a military slam. We can justify it a military
On the tape, Kennedy also sounds deflated when told there's little chance a landing could happen on his watch, even if reelected. This is a tough job, Webb tells him, a tough, tough job. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.